Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Oddity News. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, a.k.a. the Chairshot Radio Network. My name is Dave Wirtz. I'm going to be your host. And with me, as always, is my co-host, the one, the only, Skip Roper, everyone, also known as PC Tunney. How are we doing there, Tunney? Having a good day on this rainy afternoon?
Yeah, it is a rainy day, pretty much all day. I guess that.
I mean, I could have gave you that for a name. You could have just been Rainy Day.
Rainy Day.
Or Rainy Shower.
I was like, at least I would not skip Bayless, so that's a positive.
No, there's no pun to that.
No, but I'm just still. I'm not. I'm just trying to. I don't want to be Skip Bayless.
Ever. Right. You never want to be Skip Bayless.
There you go. Oh, I'm getting a better look at that shirt. It's fantastic.
Hell yeah, I got pants to match too.
If George Hamilton was wearing it, it would be tantastic.
Boo.
Thank you.
I was saying boo Ernst. very good. Yes, and as always here at the Oddity News, we are here to bring you the funny, the fantastical, the ridiculous, and the real stories that happened throughout the given week, without bogging you down in, you know, politics or other stupid stuff like that. It's mainly just politics, really, especially in 2024. That's just how it be sometime.
Oh,
and
bro,
I
don't pay for my Spotify. I just use the free one. And I listen to music for probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours a day at work. And man, the Kamala Harris ads really just, like, even if it was someone, you know, even if you were or it was Trump ads, whatever, the political ads are just going nuts.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're absolutely everywhere.
I just can't wait to just be done with them. Is it November 8th yet or whatever the fuck day it is?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? That's why you should be listening to the Oddity News every week, because we're going to give you a little bit of that levity. All right. And you know what? Where better place to start than on a place that always brings real news? And that is going to be Twitter. As Cards Against Humanity is suing Elon Musk's SpaceX over alleged trespassing in Texas. The maker of the popular party game Cards Against Humanity is accusing Elon Musk's SpaceX of trespassing on and damaging a plot of vacant land the company owns in Texas. In a lawsuit filed this week at a Texas court, Cards Against Humanity alleges SpaceX has essentially treated the game company's property, located in Cameron County, as its own land for at least the past 6 months. The lawsuit said SpaceX, which had previously acquired other plots of land near the property, has placed Sorry about that. I knew it was going to happen. Feel free to mark that. The lawsuit said SpaceX, which had previously acquired other plots of land near the property, has placed construction materials such as gravel, other debris on the land without asking for permission to do so. SpaceX did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Cards Against Humanity, which is headquartered in Chicago, had purchased the plot of land in 2017 as part of what it is said was a stunt to oppose former President Donald Trump's efforts to build a border wall. The company said 150,000 people had each contributed $15 towards that effort. Over the years, Cards Against Humanity says the land has been maintained in its natural state. It also says it contained a, quote, no trespassing sign to warn people that they were about to step onto private property. The company is asking for $15 million in damages, which is says includes a loss of vegetation on that land. And in terms of your bingo card, did you have Elon Musk versus Cards Against Humanity on it?
No, I missed on that one. I'm not very good at bingo.
Clearly. Maybe Cards Against Humanity could send over one of their BBC cards, if you know what I mean.
I've played a lot of cards. Really
show it to them.
I've played a lot of Cards Against Humanity.
You know what? I'm more of a fan of just apples to apples and then playing that dirty as like innuendos. Way more fun.
Fair enough. To each his own. Alrighty. Ever have your parking spot stolen, Aesop? Well, let me tell you about a man who decided to take revenge. A man has been praised for his epic revenge on an entitled neighbor who stole his parking space after he cleared 8 inches of snow off the ground. He explained how he woke up to a sheet of snow covering his neighborhood, making it difficult for everyone to jump in their cars and start their day. 8 inches of snow had fallen the night before, and the wind chill made it feel as if it were the negatives, Fahrenheit in parentheses. I drive an all-wheel drive SUV, so I have no issues getting out. My wife, on the other hand, drives a Prius, which slides with the smallest amount of moisture on the road. My car was down at the time, so we had to take my wife's car. I spent 45 minutes in the freezing cold shoveling that car out so we could get to the store. We were gone for an hour, and when we came back, our neighbor had taken the spot I had shoveled. While his apartment doesn't have assigned parking, it's an unwritten rule that if you spent the time shoveling snow out of a parking space, the space belongs to you. He added, when I saw his car in the spot I had just shoveled, I was pretty annoyed. Wanting to teach his neighbor a lesson, he went inside and filled 2 gallon jugs of water before pouring them out all over his neighbor's windshield. He kept doing this until he had poured around 10 gallons all over the car in total. He added, being how cold it was already freezing by the time I poured the last gallon on. It sat like that overnight. The next morning, I got to watch as he helplessly tried to scrape all these layers of ice off of his windshield. Don't take my goddamn parking spot. Commenting on his post, one user said, my dad one time was pretty... Oh, thank you, Ad. My dad one time was pretty annoyed as fuck as well. The winter of 96 in Philly area, he had shoveled the spot out from the few feet of the snow we had got. I can't remember why his car was gone for a minute, but when he came back, someone had parked in his spot. My dad was so mad, so he shovels himself a new spot and piles all the snow up on the car in his original spot. Then he shovels the neighbor's some spots and did the same thing using all that snow to cover the other man's car. Oh, man, people can get pretty vindictive about parking, hey?
I have definitely done this before. Not for a parking space, but to get back at other people. So hopefully those individuals, who I obviously will not name to protect myself, hopefully they don't understand that I'm talking about them. But those, hell yeah, dude. Look, if you shovel out that parking spot, that thing is yours. How dare you? How dare you? And speaking of how dare I, them, I don't know. A Chinese zoo exhibit is raising controversy online after a video showed a pair of dogs with their fur colored to look like pandas. A video posted to Douyin China's version of TikTok went viral this week after showing the two fluffy Chow Chow dogs with their fur artificially colored to resemble pandas at the Shanwei Zoo in southern Guangdong province. It does not appear the zoo was intending to mislead visitors, however, as a photo shared by CNN shows a sign identifying the animals as panda dogs. We are called panda dogs, a pet dog that looks like a panda, dyed and dressed up by Chow Chow. We are gentle, smart, friendly, cute, and adorable, the sign reads. The Taizhou Zoo in Jiangsu province courted a similar controversy earlier this year when the animals in its panda exhibit were revealed as Chow Chows with their fur dyed. A zoo spokesperson explained the zoo put the dogs on display because it does not have any resident pandas, but he denied the fur dyeing process was in any way dangerous or harmful to the canines. I mean, at that point, you're just better off leaving the exhibit empty. Especially chows. Chows are everywhere in China. They're like native to China, I believe. So it's not even like you're giving them a dog that they've never seen before.
I actually seen the pictures of this. It looks hilarious.
They're not even good looking.
No. No, it's just like a 7-year-old took like some fucking finger paint and was like, "Mommy, the dog's a panda now."
That's insane. That's just so dumb.
Wow. People are ridiculous. I'll tell you what. They're only trying to fool themselves and now look at their just an embarrassment, I guess. But if that's what the people wanted, that's what the people wanted, eh?
Well, clearly not, as there are. This is the second zoo in China that has been caught for that in the last, 9 months, 10 months? Good Lord.
China cracking down on the fake pandas. Good for them. Good for China. I got one more story before we go to break here. Man goes on epic beer tax protest journey across the UK. A man in the United Kingdom is on a mission to chug a pint of beer in each of the country's parliamentary constituencies to highlight issues with a tax on food and drinks in pubs. Constituencies. There you go, folks. The $100 word. Jay Chan is a former staffer for a member of parliament who is from Birmingham, England. Chan so far made it to pubs in 16 different constituencies, he said, leaving 634 to go. Chan has already chugged pints in the constituencies in Birmingham and plans on making his way to most of the West Midlands in the near future, he told SWNS. He told Fox Digital News he was inspired to begin his campaign for pubs after the recent general election in the United Kingdom. He saw the struggles pubs were facing during his time working for a member of parliament, he said. The direct start of the campaign, I'm absolutely doing it, was when I visited Nottingham and downed 2 pints at Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem, and everyone cheered, Chan told Fox News Digital in an email.
Good Lord, how is no one talking about the name of this bar?
Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem is a pub in Nottingham claiming to have been established in the 12th century. The reaction of the patrons, Chan told Fox News Digital, shows the importance of pubs in communities. Additionally, with 16 constituencies under his belt so far, he said he will continue to go forward with this campaign. Videos that Chan shared online have received thousands of views, as people have praised him for his ability to quickly down a pint. The journey across the entirety of the UK could take 20 years, he said, and could cost more than £4,000 in drinks alone. To help defray this cost, Chan, age 18, has started a GoFundMe, which has so far raised more than £2,000. I think it will take me a very, very long time, especially doing all the rural constituencies, but I'm up for it, Chan told SWNS.
Again, I will never pull away from Ye Olde Trip to Jerusalem. What a stupid name. Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, so, Tony, we're just going to have to plan a trip. We're going to get a holiday, a vacation. Me, you, and DP,
can it
we
be
can
a
go
ye-
on over.
Can it be a ye olde trip?
You bet your ass it will be.
Well, folks, why don't you take a ye old trip over to thechairshot.com, check out all the coverage and all the podcasts right there on Chairshot Radio Network, and of course visit prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. We shall return after more from Christopher Platt.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Back to the stories, and not only is the Neptune Memorial Reef looking to become the world's largest man-made reef on the planet, but it's also looking to become the world's first underwater cemetery. The cemetery is located 40 feet underwater in Biscayne Bay, over 3 miles off the coast of Miami Beach. It was a group of businessmen in the area who had the idea, said Neptune Memorial Reef's Community Resource Director, Michael Tabers. Tabers told News 6 of Florida that the site had already been designated for an artificial reef, though nothing had been done with it. So these gentlemen came up with an idea of building an artificial reef and making it not only an artificial reef, but also a work of art. That's when the idea came about building the Neptune Reef. And it was built from an artist's conception of the lost city of Atlantis, said Tabers. The way it works is simple. Customers' cremated remains are mixed with water and turned into placements at the reef, which has been outfitted with several other concrete structures that serve as reef bulwarks. Of course, customers can choose which placement they want and where they'd like to be situated. These placements can take the form of road columns, arches, or local sea life. So, Tani, are you looking to get yourself buried in a reef or sunken in a reef? You don't have your microphone down, Tani.
I will pass on all that reefer madness.
Boo!
Yeah.
Boo! God, I shouldn't have even told you. I should have just let it, like, continue. All right. In this week's episode of Duh, health warning has been placed for the by doctors after they are worried about the combat sport called slap fighting. Watched by millions online and gaining in popularity, it is causing serious brain damage. Competitors face off and take turns to deliver bare, full-force, open-handed strikes to the cheek. To assess the possible harm, medics screened videos of tournaments and have now written a warning letter in a leading journal, the JAMA Surgery, about their findings. Unlike boxing, no headgear is allowed, and defenders cannot duck to avoid blows. Even flinching is banned. Opponents are scored based on the amount of damage they inflict and how well they cope with getting slapped themselves. The sport is popular in the U.S., but other countries, including the U.K., are in on the action. Next month, Liverpool will hold what is being billed as the first ever British heavyweight slap fight competition. The adrenaline-pumping night, like no other, will see Lewis the Razor Robinson go up against Dom the Juggernaut Sorby. But experts at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine in the U.S. say theirs is the only academic study to quantifiably assess the possible dangers. It is not the first warning public about the sport, though. The alarm was raised in 2021 after Polish slap fighter Artur Walczyk suffered a brain bleed during a match in which he was knocked out and lost consciousness. Despite hospital treatment, he weeks later, of multiple organ failures linked to this head injuries. And in March of 2023, retired female fighter Courtney Olsen shared her story of slap fighting with BuzzFeed News. All this being said, the lead authors of the medical study, Dr. Raj Swarup Lavadi and Dr. Nitin Agarwal, say while slap fighting might be entertaining to watch, as medical professionals, we found some aspects of the competition to be quite concerning. According to their analysis of the 78 fights between 56 contestants involving 333 slaps, more than half of the participants had visible signs of concussions. Many had signs of impaired movements following a hit or had a blank or vacant stare, and some were knocked down, had some trouble getting back up. As I said before,
I mean, like, in football, you have a helmet and you're trying to avoid getting tackled. In boxing, you wear gloves and you're trying to avoid getting hit. MMA, it's really a defensive sport if you know anything about it. And this is just stand there and you have to get hit in the face. Like, yeah, I've seen it, but I've never watched it. Like, I always go past it. It's something that doesn't interest me. Like, they even have, like, the chicks, like, slapping each other on the ass now, too. And I'm like, okay.
I think I may have watched one or two. And that was when it was, like, the Polish guy was doing it. What was the name, like Panda Bear or something like that? You know, just bringing it back to before, I guess. But yeah, it was more of the international flair. You know what though? I can't watch that.
I don't
want to watch people die in front of me. Like literally.
No thanks.
Good
no
lord. Thanks.
Well, before you read our next story, I got a quick hitter from 102 years ago, from the from the Cusco Times. Headline reads: Ghost of a hubby's ex-wife attacks her, comma, woman says. Married in Connecticut, assault by the ghost of her husband's first wife was the startling story told Friday by Mrs. Reinholt Kirstrin, wife of a factory worker. Mrs. Kirstrin declared the ghost first appeared last Tuesday while she was ironing. The ghost seized her by the throat and knocked the iron out of her hand. Since then, she says the ghost has appeared several times. Thanks, Cusco Times, for your excellent tale of the ghost that knocks irons out of women's hands.
What the hell?
This is 102 years ago.
Yeah, you know what? And that was probably like a really good news day, too.
Listen up, Johnny. You won't believe the scoop I got downtown.
Check this out. Ghost attacks wife. What? Like... Yeah, yeah, we got a poltergeist here. Tony, you may not know this, but one of my favorite days of the year is I love Hall of Fame announcements. And I love not only for people like when they get inducted, but when they announce the finalists. And on the 19th, it was recently brought up of the Toys Hall of Fame 2024 finalists. And I wanted to quickly go through them and we'll just do a quick rating from you as to whether or not these are yay or nays. All right. So the Strong National Museum of Play said 12 finalists for the induction into its National Toy Hall of Fame this year include a whole plethora of toys, and we want to get your opinion. First up, choose your own adventure books.
Meh.
Really? I know that the choose your own adventures were on last year's ballot. And I personally think that those are great ones. Me personally. Okay. What about the Hess toy trucks?
What is a Hess toy truck?
I don't know. I've never heard of it myself.
Hess,
but you know.
Hess.
Yeah.
Hess toy truck. Okay. Amazon, show me a picture. Oh, it looks like a.
Just like a normal, like a Tonka truck, but not a Tonka?
Yeah, kind of. I guess they're a little bit more sturdier, a little bit bigger. They kind of...
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
A bunch of stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
Go way back.
I will say that is the most obscure one of the group. Okay. But I'm sure that they date for a while back, right? What about My Little Pony?
My Little Pony, sure. Why not?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a, I think that's a,
What is the status?
An absolute staple in the toy world.
What is the status? It makes me wonder what the status of the Care Bears are in the Toy Hall of Fame.
I'm sure the Care Bears are in there. I mean, Care Bears have been around longer than My Little Pony. What about remote-controlled vehicles?
Yeah, of course. You never had a, yeah, I had a remote-control car when I was a kid. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted one. I never got one. Now, don't forget, not all of them can make it in on these. So, you know, you have to remember that. What about stick horses? Like hobby horses, I believe, right? And the ones that go in between your legs and okay. You ride them?
Yeah. Sure.
Trampolines are also on the ballot.
Very dangerous trampolines are.
Especially original ones. This one, to me, is an absolute lock. Transformers.
They're more than meets the eye.
They are. They're more than just toys, right? They're robots in disguise.
Son of a bitch.
Funnily enough, Apples to Apples is on the ballot this year.
Okay, this is fucking rigged. The show's rigged.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's pretty funny. Phase 10. That's like that card game. I think it's relatively new. Sequence is another one. And probably the most notable name is the Pokemon trading card game.
Okay, sure. Pokemon's pretty famous.
I think these are quite a solid lineup.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of things there, so you could literally choose your own adventure.
Yeah, fair enough. How dare you? Members of the public can vote for their favorites into the Player's Choice ballot online through September 25th. So hurry up, folks. The final inductees will be chosen by a combination of the Player's Choice ballots and the top picks of the National Selection Advisory Committee. The inductees will be announced in November, and I guarantee you that when they announce them, we will cover that because, as I said before, it's one of my favorite things.
Well, we could do like a snubs segment. Who got snubbed from the Toy Hall of Fame?
Yeah, boo! Where's my Little Pony? What about Hess toy trucks? Am I right?
Yeah. What about Hess toy trucks?
All right, and there are a couple more stories I'd like to share with you this week because they're just too good. Man stabbed himself to death separating frozen burgers.
Oh, I heard
a man in a kitchen. And a man in a kitchen mishap after accidentally stabbing himself while trying to separate frozen burgers with a knife. A coroner has concluded that he has died because of that. It took police more than a month after Barry Griffiths died to seal off his flat in Landerndod Wells after a post-mortem revealed that he died from a stab wound, during which time some evidence had been lost. An inquest at Pontypridd's Coroner's Court on Monday, September 16th, heard that the investigation later found that there was no evidence that anyone else was involved in the death of the 57-year-old, whose body was found on July 4th, 2023, after concerns were raised that he hadn't been seen for more than a week. Area Coroner Patricia Morgan concluded that Mr. Griffiths, who had restricted use of one arm following a stroke, most likely died from an accident while preparing frozen food for cooking. Police were alerted at around 1:15 p.m. that Mr. Griffiths, who was described as a very private man, was found on his bed at his supported living accommodation in Christchurch Court, fully clothed and with blood on his swollen stomach. His phone, wallet, and computer remained in place, and there was no sign of any disturbance at first on the first floor flat. There was blood in the hallway, however, bathroom, and his bedroom as well. Giving evidence, Detective Sergeant Stephen Vaughn, who attended the flat with crime scene investigator Elizabeth Nurse, said that he was satisfied that it was not a suicide, but more of an unexplained death, and there were no indications he had been assaulted. I mean, you could have just defrosted them, man. Sorry to hear that you passed, but that's the way the patty flips, I guess.
So, like, two things for everybody. One, like, cold water works the quickest. Run it under cold water. You'll get them separated. And two, more importantly, this one's probably even more important. Always cut away from yourself in life.
Yeah, I mean, that really is the big question. I do want to know.
Well, he was trying to.
How the?
They said he only had use of one arm, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably sitting there with him up against him, like holding him and trying to cut the burger out. And what happens just like, is the knife just
maybe
goes
not
right
even
into
cutting.
Him.
He's just stabbing downwards.
Yeah, there's just so many better ways.
I mean, wouldn't you just be better off just like throwing the burger patties on the ground or the countertop? That's and like, waiting for them to separate.
That's like using physics, like throwing something and hitting it on its corner so it explodes.
And let's just be honest, you shouldn't have pre-made burger patties. Should just make yes. your own burgers.
Yeah. Ye old trip to Jerusalem will teach you that.
Well, that's the ye old trip to the morgue right there.
Yeah, ouch.
Kabibbe. And one final article that, again, I could not avoid because it's just so important. The Federal Emergency Management Agency accidentally sent out a release declaring a major disaster for the state of Texas.
Oh, no.
Following a New Orleans Saints dominating victory over the Dallas Cowboys. The original release said FEMA announced that federal disaster assistance is available to the state of Texas to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by the New Orleans Saints on September 15th, 2024. FEMA said in a follow-up email, though, that the message was sent out mistakenly, and their statement below reads, "Today, the FEMA press office inadvertently sent out an email to be used for training purposes only. We apologize for any inconvenience. Please direct any questions to the FEMA press office." The Saints beat the Cowboys that Sunday, 44-19.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Too good. It's too good of a story. It had to be used. And again, it already feels like it was so far away at this point. But you know what? Let's just remember, everyone, the Dallas Cowboys suck. They do. And with that, we've come to another conclusion of the Oddity News. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tony has told me that there have been an absolute amazing amount of listenership, and I am a very appreciative. I know Tony is appreciative of each and every one of you that use your 2 ears or maybe 1 ear. I don't know. Maybe you're using one arm to slice burger patties. Who knows? But we are appreciative of each and every one of you that listen to each and every episode every week. I have a lot of fun looking up this stuff. I know Tunney does as well. And clearly Tunney loves hearing the stories, especially when it involves the Dallas Cowboys. So, yes, and that being said, if you ever have a story from your town, podunk area of the world, feel free, send it our way. We'd love to read it. Lord knows we're not going to get the crazy amounts of fun from Chicago or Florida every week. We want to know what's happening in Ashwaubenon. So please send us your way. On behalf of PC Tunney, my name is Dave Wirtz. This has been the Oddity News. And as always, keep that news ridiculous, folks.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards. It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save